Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, on this show, Vacations Across America, for this year, let's talk about some local vacation sites, places where we can go safely, and safety is paramount the entire time. And let's give you many options today that you can enjoy your free time with yourself, with your family, with your friends. So I thought we'd start out with some day trips. And let me say this, depends on where you live, because across this vast country of ours, but there are many great day trips that you can take. And I'm going to get into a few specific ones in a few seconds. But the things, because safety is first, make sure that you have sunscreen or sunblock. And you could listen to some of my previous shows. Sunblock is better than sunscreens. We're looking for that SPF of 30. That's the, we'll call it the science magic number. And numbers that are greater, they still work around the 30 number, and numbers that are less are not good for us. On those day trips, make sure that you have enough water, and I always have a cooler in my truck. So besides whatever I load in my pack, and I'll talk about what types of packs and things, I always have extra waters in there, because sometimes you just never know what the day is going to bring. The day was lasted longer. The day was warmer. Someone forgot to bring. I've been with a number of people, they forgot to bring their water, so that you get that. And make sure you have some extra food for the end of the day for your day trips, because everyone, especially if you're out hiking or doing whatever activity you're doing in the outdoors, you are hungry there. And bring some good snacks. And when I talk about foods, you know me, I'm the health guy. Make sure you have good quality foods. And I'm going to add this into what you should bring for all day trips, a change of clothes for everyone. And people say, what's the big deal? I don't need to change clothes. I have been with people just on a simple day hike, and you're crossing over this little stream, and they didn't mean to, but they fell in. So with that being said, you need just to make sure that you're really taking care of everyone. In my truck, I always have clothes for the season. When it's wintertime, gloves, etc. When it's summertime, shorts just make sense. Now, how about if you happen to live near the shore? So it depends on, because if you're in Nebraska, you're probably not going to just go to the shore for a day trip, because it'd be a long ride. But for those of you that live near the shore, just take into consideration, because those days many times become costly days. Well, you have your gas, your tolls. There is parking, and it depends on where you are and where you're going. You're paying for parking. Some beaches, it costs you to go on a beach. Can't imagine why. That's just me, but you do. And when you get there, if, again, I'd be bringing the cooler food and bringing it on the beach, because that's who I am. People will go buy, we'll call them beachy foods, cost money. If there happens to be a boardwalk, cost money. So it could be a very expensive day. So let me give you this social distancing thing. That, think about this. Before all that's gone on, this is what we always do. When we get to the beach, we always set up our, we'll call it our umbrella, our blankets and everything. We set it up furthest from the ocean. So we're sitting behind everyone. And you go, why would you want to be that far from the ocean? Well, guess what? Walking 50 feet, 100 feet, 150 feet, not so difficult. And the other thing is, we always have all the space behind us, whether we're playing volleyball, wiffle ball, whatever. So we sort of like take, I guess we're taking over. There's no one there. But you're taking over that big space behind you. So that's just a little hint there. Now, if you're interested in spending time in our national parks and our state parks, something also for you to think about. There is an entrance fee to get in, and most times it is not an expensive venture to do that. But I'm also going to let you know that many especially national parks, sell yearly passes. Some states do this. So if you're going to be active and many of your local vacation days are going to be in state and national parks, it may be worth it for you to purchase the yearly pass. Now, let me tell you something fun. Some of you, and I'm going to get into those that are rookie campers later on, but some of you that are not campers at all or rookie campers, you might want to actually, as you figure out your vacation, because many people figure them out in advance, you may want to rent a campsite. And people go, but I don't camp. Well, just rent it so you have it for the day, because at many of these campsites, they have barbecue grills set up. Could you imagine? You're going to have to bring old-fashioned charcoal. And they have fire rings, and we're going to talk about fires in a little bit as well. So the fire rings are there. And you might just spend the entire day till evening and then just pack up and go home. But you have to remember that if you don't rent those now, because of all that's changing during this specific year, you want to make sure that you have that. And if you're going to rent a motel somewhere, I would recommend renting them early. You might get a very good rate right now, number one, because again, they're beginning to open up, etc. And they're going to fill up very quickly as well. Now, let's talk about some of the day activities. How about you setting up? It could be your backyard. And I go to county parks now. Many county parks have little barbecue areas, and you might also have to rent that space out or be first. Sometimes it's just first come, first serve. I'm a morning person, so first come, first serve is never a problem to me. But you might want to just do, hey, it's one of the days of your vacation. Do a family barbecue. And before you set out for it, you plan for the day, and maybe it's a family volleyball day or whatever activity your family enjoys. But you can do many days just like that. And hey, they are inexpensive and they are so enjoyable. Well, let's go to a couple things that you can rent. And one is horseback. So you can do horseback rentals. And I'd say this, there's a fair amount of money involved in that. And safety is, if you've never ridden before, you're going to need a trail guide or someone who's going to teach you. Because trail horses, they are spectacular. They know two things. They know the trails and the barn. And once you're able to ride the horse to the end of the trail, whenever you're going to your trip ends, and you turn around, that horse knows exactly where to go. And sometimes he's going to go a little faster than you want him to, because he wants to go back to the barn. Because guess what? In the barn, there's food. And he knows that too. And he also knows that he's done. So I just share that with you. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. During this COVID time, yeah, they are closed, but you can order all of your outdoor gear online, and there are some great sales going on there. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, one of the other things that you could rent are kayaks. You can rent canoes. And I am going to say, I'm the safety guy. As an environmental scientist, I'm out in the wild all the time, and we actually film in kayaks very often. Your PFD, your personal flotation device, and for those of you who are a little bit older, your life vest, same thing. Well, you want to make sure that it is on everyone and all the time. So I share that with you, but you can have some great days out on the water. It might be a reservoir. It might be your local river, slow-moving water. And then you could also, because some of you, maybe your children have bikes, or maybe you have a bike and the rest of your family doesn't have a bike, you can also do some bike rentals, even when you're at the shore. But even locally, just check to see who rents bikes out there. And safety side says you wear your helmet all the time. And this gets to me, and I've spoke about this on previous shows as well. I will see a family out there biking just on a normal day, and all the children have helmets and the adults do not. So what are you telling your child? That magically, when you become an adult, your head gets so hard that when you get hit by a car, you won't get hurt. If you fall down, you won't get hurt. So be a great role model, number one, and then be safe for yourself, number two. If you don't have the helmet, rent the helmet. And I share that with you. Now, here's something pretty unique, and it doesn't have to be near the ocean, but there are some captains who rent boats. One of my buddies, Captain Jim Frieda, on his boat. Well, you can rent the captain for the day go out. Hey, you can make it a fishing adventure, and that's really their expertise. But if you wanted to just go on a boat ride, I'll be honest, this one also has an expense to it. But I'm going to let you know that you can get out and do something very unique with your family. Now, as you're selecting all of these local vacation sites, different days, I'm going to say this. One of the things my father used to do was he would take a vacation day every single Friday in September. And it just him, that was his favorite month. So I'm going to say this, and I'm going to change his up a little bit. You could select shorter vacations in each and every season. So you might just make this a yearly thing now where you take a 2 or 3 days in the summer and you do summer activities. You're taking 2 or 3 days in the winter, you're doing winter activities. Hey, we know they're different because I have tried to snowshoe on dirt. It doesn't work. You need snow. So with that being said, there is just some unique things you can do in different seasons. Well, you might find some of the environmental centers that are open and the naturalists that are there are superb people and great educators. And many times they're attached to hiking trails. So you can learn a little bit at the environmental center, and they also have some great day programs. You know, you go there for an hour. And again, you find out online specifically. It might just be on local butterflies and you learn all about them. You're on a trail and then all of a sudden you're IDing butterflies. And typically what happens is you'll see something out there. It doesn't have to be the butterfly, but you see something that you just don't know what it is. And on your way back, because typically you park near the environmental center, you pop in, you say, the naturalist, excuse me, I just saw, and you explain a scenario, and they're going, oh, you just saw the Simplicarcus photitis. By the way, that's skunk cabbage. Well, they're just, you know, explaining that to you. Well, as I stated before, what happens if you're a beginner and you've never camped before? Well, how about doing a backyard camping trip? So you can find inexpensive camp gear for this one. And you might just find that this is a fun thing to do when it's really 3 seasons, because most people will not do it in the wintertime unless you live down south somewhere or out west. But I'm going to say that backyard camping, specifically with families and for children the first time, because actually the first time for them sometimes it's very much, they're very much afraid. Well, there is a security because number one, they are on their property next to their house. And if they really get spooked a little bit, they can go in the house. So I just share that with you. And all of those day hikes, well, you're going to be able to figure out, well, do I need a day pack? Henceforth, day hike, day packs. They make some smaller backpacks that are 2-3 day packs. And believe it or not, they're one that I actually like to take if I'm out in the wild with a few people because I can pack some extra gear. I always, and throughout all of this, I always have first aid gear with me. I actually have one day pack in my truck all the time filled with first aid gear because we're always filming with a crew of people. But sometimes you're just out with your friends, but at least I know that first aid gear is there. So that's something for you to think about. And if you're going to do some of those 2-3 day backpack trips, which are wonderful things, you still need to plan for them. There will be more people out on the trails this year because of all that's going on. People are staying local. So you want to think about that. And if there's places, because again, they may even be renting specific sites. Because typically with backpacking, you just get out there and wherever you're going, you can find the place along the trail. And they have sites they'd like you to camp at. But you want to check with your local state parks and your national parks this year for that. Well, how about fishing days? Because me, I love to fish. Well, you can go out, spend a day fishing, and morning to night, come back and have the not catch a fish, and maybe you see a pileated woodpecker, or just you saw something really cool going on. By the way, the pileated woodpecker is the one they designed Woody Woodpecker after, if you didn't know. Largest woodpecker. See, you just learned something cool, and you might be out on a trail, or you might be fishing and see that and go, man, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. What is it? Who is he? I need to know. Well, on those fishing days, get out there. And on all of these, bring a camera. And if you're near water, make sure you have a waterproof camera. Real important. But I'm going to share that those fishing days and, you know, with families, especially with my family or friends, ours is always a competition. And it's all, everything you do, if it's a competition, whether you're playing volleyball, remember, it is family and friends. It is all in good fun. gotta be. Well, there are a number of activities I'm sharing with you, but every time you end, you should end with a fire in your backyard. So you set up your fire pit, or your fire pit, many of you already have them, they're set up. So you set it up there so you know that you're going to come back, sit back. You might have an adult beverage, and you make sure that you have all the fixings for s'mores, because if there's children, I guarantee you they want s'mores. And if there's adults, I guarantee you they want s'mores. Children also want hot chocolate, so I'm going to also let you know that they're going to be sugared up, but that's a piece of the puzzle. And me, I'm a tea and lemon guy late at night, and I'm not that late of a night guy, but hey, at nighttime, if I'm outside, specifically, it's a tea and lemon thing. So I hope that you figure out this year what are your best local vacation sites. You make a plan, and then you execute the plan for fun for you, your family, and your friends. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.